Welcome.
Welcome to Coffee and Cleavage.
Woo! Virtual cheers. I'm Chantal.
And I'm Lenny.
And hello over there, Gary.
Hello.
What up, Gary?
Gary's got some bang now.
Some what?
Some bang.
You better clarify if people don't know what you're fucking talking
about.
The
way he asked me was so polite. It wasn't like, do you want to bang? It was like, how did you say it? Said, would you like some?
You want a bang?
Or no, he didn't
said,
say.
You want some bang?
Yeah, do you want some bang? He didn't say. Do you want a bang?
That's pretty fucking funny.
I was like, no, I shouldn't have any bang. I can't believe you drink that shit.
No bang today.
Bang and coffee. You guys would be like fucking ready to go.
Imagine if our name was Bang and Coffee.
Bang and Coffee.
Bang and banging coffee. Bang and coffee. Coffee and bang.
Bang
oh,
and coffee.
Coffee and bang. If anybody wants that name, that sounds good. Better than bang and coffee.
I don't think the energy drink company would let you do that.
Well, they don't own the word bang.
I think they do.
I don't think so.
You think they do?
What about that guy's song about like she bang?
Is that Ricky Martin? Or?
I don't know. I was thinking about the Asian guy with the bang video. Do you remember the dance video from like a long time ago?
And he's
like,
oh, yeah.
She bang. It was like in top charts in the US.
Yep.
Oh my God. Well, fuck. Today we are going to review some things that people say are taboo, but that could actually benefit a relationship. We'll see if we agree or disagree about these. I'm sure Gary's going to be disagreeing with fucking everything. Well, I mean, I think it really depends on taboo topics, but what about sleeping in separate bedrooms? Like agree or disagree while you're in a relationship, sleeping in different bedrooms.
I mean, what do you guys think? I'll tell you what I think.
I think that's just not a good idea.
Okay, what do you think, Gary?
I think it's not a good idea either. I mean,
yeah.
You should never go to bed mad. And I assume that's why you'd be sleeping in separate bedrooms if you're pissed at each
other.
Right?
That's on the list too, by the way. That's another taboo that could actually benefit your relationship. And I would say I disagree with that one.
What, going to bed mad?
Yeah, I don't think it matters. I think it's fine. Maybe you need fucking sleep and you wake up the next day and you talk about it. Maybe you just need to cool off.
But don't you think, hold on, did we move on from the
first
one?
Yeah, we totally did. Because she said, don't go to bed mad. And I'm like, oh, that reminds me, that's another one. But yeah, sleeping in separate beds, I think, so obviously that a lot of people see that as a sign that the relationship is bad, right? You don't want to be with each other or... Maybe you're going to get a divorce if you're married, or you're just not invested sexually or whatever. Personally, I don't think I would sleep separate from somebody if I was living with them. But I do understand that everybody's different. And especially, like, I know some people that do sleep in separate rooms, and they have a great relationship, and they have a great sex life. And they just have different
schedules. From sleeping in separate rooms?
Yeah.
What's
their
reasoning?
Different schedules. They work completely different schedules, and it's very disruptive for them to like come in and out of the room, then they don't get good sleep, whatever. And so they just have their own spaces, and when they're fucking off work, they like sleep together and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know if I believe that.
They seem happy.
I just
don't
know if I believe that, because it's like, that's the person you're wanting to see. Not like, hey, you're not going to be like, what the fuck? You woke me up from, I was sleeping for 3 hours. You're going to be like, hey, like, you go back to sleep right. That's how I look at it. But I mean,
everyone is so fucking different though. And then I know other people that sleep in separate beds, and obviously they're not, you know, those ones are not happy. I know some people where one person sleeps in a different room also because of schedules, but they don't seem happy.
Okay, one way that I could see is snoring. I get that.
Yeah.
If you're like, hey,
oh, God,
like,
that would fucking suck.
I cannot sleep. Like, you need to do something or move in the other room. And the person doesn't, and then I get that. But that's kind of fucked up to not, like, be like, hey, like, I'm going to try something. You know, get that big ass oxygen mask or something.
Oh my God, could you sleep next to the
that probably,
you know, the fucking oxygen
snoring
machine? Like, like, what the fuck?
But if it's like, if it's something that's huge, you should be like, hey, you know, this is kind of fucked up for me to not try anything. You know, like, maybe I'll you know, do something to stop snoring so they don't, because you want to sleep in the same bed. That's what I think. But I mean, you know, everyone has their own thing. So I mean,
And I think the sleeping, the different schedule working is literally the people that I'm talking about work such different, like such different schedules that, you know, he's sleeping while it's the fucking daytime too. So she sleeps in a different area because when he fucking gets home, like there's, it's like a lapse in time, you know? So I'm like, I can kind of get that, because if he doesn't go sleep in the other room, he's not going to sleep because she's just about to wake up, you know?
Oh, that would be like, crazy.
That would be a fucking terrible fucking schedule.
That would be terrible.
Like, they never get to sleep together because their schedules are different.
If it works, I guess it works. I mean,
yeah. I personally don't think I would do it though. I mean, I would like to have my own. The only thing I can kind of see liking a little bit, not to sleep in a different room, but to have my own space. You know, like have a room that's just mine.
That's what your own office is for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have your own office or like your own closet room. That's my dream.
Oh, yeah. You know? Mine too.
Like just your own space where you can go. Not necessarily where you're going to sleep separate.
Yeah.
You know? But very interesting. The next one, I know we've talked about before, but talking about your romantic pasts, what do you say? Agree or disagree? Should you talk about your romantic past?
I think you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with it.
Because, I mean, if it comes out way later on, then you're kind of like hiding it, I think. I mean, there, I guess there's some stuff you don't want to tell, but I mean,
yeah. I don't know. It's considered like taboo to talk like in depth about your romantic past, you know, like about like what happened in your relationship, and like if you were, especially like if you were really happy, I think people get uncomfortable with that. When you talk very fondly of your past relationships, that's kind of considered like taboo, right?
Well, I think a lot of times if someone is talking about, let's just say, their ex-girlfriend nonstop, you're like, okay, this motherfucker's not even over her. So
yeah,
clearly like, you need to go get over her before you start dating other people, that kind of thing.
I think the reason is not even, well, that's part of it, but I think there's also like some jealousy and insecurity in there. Like if you're sharing stuff just to share your past, but you're sharing it like fondly and you're like, oh yeah, you know, it was really great, like we were super in love, like this is what happened, and it just timing just didn't work out, and then the person's like, you know, like
you're still in love with her.
Wow, you're still, then that jealousy and that insecurity comes out, and you're like, well, and then you're second guessing yourself, like, oh fuck, well, maybe like you need to fucking realign your time and you guys just go be together. You know what I mean? So it's like considered taboo, but then at the same time, I think, and I didn't always feel this way in the past, but I kind of feel like it's better to talk about it because it get a sense of like who the person is.
Yeah.
You know, like a like it's almost like you get a peek into their character, like, how were there problems in their relationship? How did they handle the problems? Like, you gotta get the scoop.
Could it make you change how you feel about them? Because what if you meet someone, you're like, this guy's so amazing, and you're like, hey, so what's your past like? And they've cheated on like six girls. Would you be like, oh fuck, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would be pretty concerned if somebody said that you don't six people. That's a lot of fucking cheating.
What about
that kind of sounds like a serial cheater.
What about even almost like two or three?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely want some questions answered.
Yeah, I think whenever if someone ever presents something like that, like, yeah, in the past I did this, I fucked up, I'd be very intrigued and ask a lot of questions. I'd be curious. Yeah. And yeah, like you said, get the scoop on it.
What about like if you're with someone and you like dated someone they know, like their friend?
Ooh.
You think that's like a don't tell them or tell them now? Or they're going to find out like 6 months from now and be like, you fucking piece of shit, you didn't tell me that?
What you're saying to you, that you would want to tell her that you
dated would you
friend? Like you're saying if I had dated, say we were dating and I had dated her friend,
would you would you tell her or not?
I would kind of think it was important to tell, unless it was like if it was dating, if they just hooked up before, I would kind of be like, you would have to weigh it to decide, because that would be, that could be like be a deal breaker for
has
somebody.
That ever happened to you guys?
Of dating someone that dated my friend?
Like never. Dated, yeah, aww. Where you have to be like, ah, oh, fuck.
No.
I mean, I've had that happen to me.
Really?
A couple times, I think.
What was that like?
Oh, terrible?
It's kind of weird. It was kind of weird. Makes you like, kind of feel like shit, because you're just like, hey, do you care if I'm talking to like your ex now? And it's like, no, I don't care. But it's like, do you though? You know, like, it's kind of like a slippery slope, I feel like.
Yeah.
I've just never been interested in any of my friends' exes. No. I think we talked about this before. And it's because, like, imagine, like, I get together with Lenny's ex. That would never happen, because if somebody is her ex and I know every fucking dish.
Yeah.
You know, and why would I want to be with them?
Yeah.
You know, I might even know what kind of lay they are. You know, girls share that kind of stuff. So for me, I just feel like I don't think that would come up for me.
See, and that happened to my mom. Oh, her best friend started dating my dad when they split up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's fucking terrible. Like,
this was my mom's best friend. They would go on walks together, you know, and that would be my mom's venting time to vent about my dad. And then, yeah.
How soon after they were separated or divorced did the friend hook up with the dad?
I mean, it was pretty shortly after.
Like weeks, months?
I mean, I don't remember. This was so long ago, you know.
How did she react to that?
She was very hurt. They weren't friends anymore after that.
So how long had they been friends?
For years. She's a neighbor too.
Wow.
Oh my God. And that and that kind of shit happens and you're immediately thinking like, if I'm your mom, I'm thinking she was thinking about hooking up with my husband the whole time we were together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so fucked up.
It's fucked up, right?
That's so fucked up. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, people have no tact.
I know.
They just see an opportunity.
I think it's more common than we think, and it's fucked up, but it's, you know.
Yeah, I've had friends that happened that with siblings, and I think that's the ultimate betrayal.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like she was dating someone and they broke up for a bit and he fucking dated her sister. And I was like, what the fuck?
I know people have done that with like few different girls, like the same. It's like one dates them and then they break up, and then the other one dates them, and then it's fucking weird to me. Like one time,
that's taboo.
One time, I get it, but like two to three, it's like, are you just want my seconds? It's just like, it's weird, and you know, I've experienced that before too. It's like super weird.
You've experienced what,
like hooking up with the same person as like your sibling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Your brother?
So, like, I had a girlfriend, and, you know, we were together, and then we broke up, and then found out, like, I don't know if it was, like, years or months, like, my brother, like, had talked to her. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I feel like that happens maybe more with guys, where it's like, even if you just kind of, like, hook up with them. Because there was another time, like, I found out, like, I was with, like, a few people, and it was like, oh, we all hooked up with the same girl. And I felt very weird. I'm like, okay, this is fucking weird. So it's like,
how did that even come up?
Yeah.
Trading fuck stories? And you're like,
fuck stories?
Like, hey, you remember that one girl? Yeah, I fucked her. And then the next guy's like, yeah, I fucked her too. Yeah,
me too. Man, we all fucked her.
Yeah.
Like,
a conversation.
All I remember is we were on a boat and, you know, like, somehow this girl got brought up and was like, oh, my brother hooked up with her. Oh, and this other guy hooked up with her. And it was like, I did. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? This is,
did you figure out which order you were on that list? I would be thinking that.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking like, wait, did she fuck me first or last? Or which one was I?
Damn. I like to think I was first.
Of course you do.
Because I knew her like the longest. I was just kind of like,
wow.
It was just kind of like, I felt really just weird. I'm like, because I don't like that shit. Like, I don't like knowing. That's why, like, if I have a girlfriend, it's like, I don't want my friends to be like, oh, I used to talk to her. Like, because, you know, that happens a lot.
That's some, like, Legends of the Fall type shit. You ever see that movie?
It's weird.
Oh, yes.
They all,
yeah, the 90s. Yeah, where she's, like, with all the brothers.
Yeah.
At one point.
Just, okay, for me, that's a taboo.
Yeah.
That's one that I would agree with it. Like, just no. That's a no-no. Not your friends, but 100% not your family. What the fuck?
Well, it's like you don't want someone especially if you want to have a future with them, to be like, oh, hey, yeah, she does that. I remember when she did that. It's like, you're like, fucking,
what the fuck?
Yeah, like, oh, she's still doing that in bed. It's like,
that's fucked up.
Oh,
my God.
That would be so, that hell
kind of,
no.
That's that kind a of deal relates breaker to what the, for me. With,
yeah, that huge. Is a deal breaker.
Huge.
Wow.
The conversations at that family table.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. Let's see. Flirting with other people.
Yeah. Do you think that's taboo to flirt with other people if you're dating someone?
I don't know.
I think it depends.
It depends because, you know, it could be very harmless kind of flirting.
Yeah. Right? What's the intent? Is it the intent to just be, you know, just playful, whatever, you know, like no harm, like you said? Or is the intent for deceit?
Yeah.
Are they intending to, like, use that as an end to cheat on you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it's kind of like a gray.
So you're saying if you're with someone and you can flirt with someone still, another person?
I don't think that there's a huge harm in it.
Yeah.
I think that it's almost like, first of all, because you're dating someone, it doesn't mean that like they belong to you or you belong to them. I think it could be kind of a little bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Almost like it can add a little bit of spark to your relationship. Especially if this is something you see somebody flirting with your partner, that could make you be like, have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
It can, not in a like jealous way, but in like, as the person who's doing the flirting too, it sometimes flirting makes you feel good. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of a reminder, like, you're confident. You have like the confidence, you're sexually attractive. Whatever, other people find you attractive. And if your partner sees that, I feel like that could be, not for everyone, it could be construed as a positive thing. And that could make your partner be like, you know, kind of excited. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to fuck you. Yeah. You know, we're not going to that extreme. This is just light, playful flirting, not like flirting with like, hey, let's hook up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, certain people's jobs, like let's just say you're a hot bartender. You're going to flirt with people you're making drinks for sometimes, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
I do that at the golf course all the time.
But that's different. You're flirting to make money. I mean, if you're flirting just because you're like, oh, well, like, I mean, you're going to flirt with someone because you maybe find them attractive. That's going to kind of piss someone off, I feel like. I mean, if I was dating a girl and we went out with friends and she was kind of like talking to like one of my friends, that would kind of piss me off.
Well, that's different.
That's different. That's flirting different. With your friends.
Yeah.
That's kind of like you're either trying to excite your man or piss him off.
But so you're saying if it's a random, like, I'm confused. Like,
I just mean
if
like a random encounter. Like, I think her example is fine. She's working at the club. Some men might be super fucking pissed about that.
Yeah. So,
you know, like, oh, you're flirting with your customers at the bar and they're immediately pissed off. It's like,
oh, yeah, what if you're a waitress and, you know, you're just like having a good time with your customers. I don't know.
So switch the roles, though. Yeah. If you were talking to a guy and he kind of was doing that to a girl, would you be like, I could see what you're doing? People are very intuitive to that stuff, too, where you can see, like, I saw how you were kind of looking at her. Yeah. Would you be like, what the fuck?
I'm not bothered by it personally. Like, if I'm with a guy and I see him and he's just kind of being, like, just general, not, like, intentful. I feel like there's such a big difference between the flirting. Is it just, like, general conversation and it's, like, happy and smiley and, you know, whatever with, like, a little bit of light flirting? Or is it, like, he's touching her back? Fuck no. It's way different. Do you see how those things are so different?
Yes.
Like, the type of communication and body language that's going on, if there's hands touching, that kind of stuff, obviously that's inappropriate. But I feel like smiling and being polite and cute and playful, I don't
personally
think there's anything
wrong
with that.
Isn't that just being nice, though? Isn't there a hard, it's hard to, especially with you guys, it's hard to tell when you're being nice or a little flirty. You know, that's where, you know, where guys are like, she was like, you know, you guys are both very nice. So guys think you're flirting with them, but you're just being nice. So is there a big distinction from those two?
I think I'm different when I'm flirting and when I'm nice, personally, but I can see how it can be confusing.
Yeah.
A lot of men get confused when a woman is pretty and smiling at them. They think that's like an invitation.
Well, if you talk to them, I mean, that's like, wow, she's interested in me. Like, I mean, but you're just being nice. So that's where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it. I just don't think, for me, I don't think it's a taboo, personally. Like, just. I mean, if you're unhappy with your relationship, if your relationship is not doing good and you see your partner flirting with somebody, it's going to be a little bit different than if you're happy and you see your partner lightly flirting with someone. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I just don't think you're going to be quick to be like, oh my God, he must be cheating on me. Oh my God. He smiled at another woman and, you know, he was like making eye contact with her. He must be wanting to fuck her. Like, well, I just, I'm not going there.
Yeah. When you're secure. And when I feel you're like, secure. Yeah. I feel like when you're insecure, you're always thinking, why'd you look at her like that? Why'd you do that? And it's like, fuck. Like,
yes. If, I think that is, I think you literally just answered it right there.
Yep.
When you're fucking insecure.
Yes.
You feel intimidated by everything. Mm-hmm. Because you don't feel secure in yourself and you don't feel secure in your relationship. Because how could you if you don't feel secure in yourself? You know, agree with that taboo.
Exactly.
This one I know we've talked about before, but this is a lot of people find this extremely taboo and there's a lot of shame around it. Masturbating. Like everybody does it. Why is it considered taboo to do it when you're in a relationship?
Wait, so you're saying what's so like taboo is... Like, what are you defining that as?
As, like, something that you're not supposed to do or that's kind of shameful when you're in a relationship, you shouldn't be doing it. Or when you're dating someone, like, it's considered taboo to be doing it.
So how do you guys feel about it?
I mean, I think it kind of depends. It's not like, okay, is this, like, a situation just if you're in an actual relationship, you're living together or you're living separate? And you're just dating. If you're just dating, you're not seeing each other all the time, you're not fucking all the time, then, you know, I think it's kind of fun. You, like, send the person you're dating pictures or something. And then, you know, maybe they're sending you little videos of them jerking off back to you. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's hot.
Oh, my God. You know? Videos of you don't jerking you think off that's, back to you.
Isn't that, like, different kind of situation though, because that's like obviously like okay that's hot, but like I think most people are talking about like you're with someone and they want that time where they can go find their weird thing that they like to jack off to, like everyone has their like weird thing they're into, you know. It's like so like would you, if you walked in, you're like dating someone and they were just jerking off to like something weird, would you be like what the fuck?
I might be like yeah maybe. I mean, not like, I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about it because I've never experienced that. I think if they're like, they're doing it and they're not really, it's not really something that's said or talked about, you know what I mean? Then it's like,
yeah.
Do you want to know about it? Like, okay, let's just say you're dating a guy or you're with him. Do you want to know if he's like, you know what? I jacked off today, just so you know. Do you really want to hear that?
I mean, I just don't think that it's related. And I think that where, personally for me, I think whether you're dating and you're living together or whether you're dating and you're living separate, I think it's pretty human nature to masturbate. And I don't think you have to tell the person like, hey, I masturbated today.
I don't think
it's
so like, either.
I think they're two separate things. I think sex and masturbating are completely separate events. And doing one doesn't mean that you can't do the other. Sure, you're probably not going to do them back to back. You know, so if you're doing it all the time, then it's a problem.
Do you think it's what you're doing it to, though?
Yeah, because I mean, I can see that. Like, if you're constantly masturbating to porn or something, like the guy is, and then you're never wanting to have sex. But I mean, in an ideal, healthy relationship that you have with yourself and your body, I just don't think that it's shameful to masturbate, whether it's once a week or fucking once a month, like whatever it is that you need. I just don't feel that that's like, I feel like people act like it's cheating on your partner.
Yeah.
To have to touch yourself. Like, it's your body you've been in your entire fucking life. Like,
no, totally.
That to me is like, why are we shaming masturbating? Like, sure, if you're doing it every single day and you never want to have sex with your partner, there's probably a problem.
Yeah. If you're still like, you just masturbated 20 minutes ago and your dude comes home, it's like, hey, you want to fuck still? It's like,
well, see, that happened to my friend. And to where, okay, he wasn't even wanting to have sex with her. He was just watching porn when she was in the shower. Like, I'd have a problem with that.
Yeah, but that seems there's a problem with their relationship.
Yeah.
There's not a problem that he's masturbating. It's why he's doing it, because there's a problem with their sex life. There's a problem with their relationship. Mm-hmm. But if they're both healthy and they fucked twice already this week and he wants to, you know, fucking jack off in the shower before he goes to work, like, who fucking cares? Maybe you want to watch. I don't know. Maybe you're too busy and you're fucking curling your hair and you're just peeking, you know? Like, I don't know. You know, like, you just kind of do what works.
Yeah, I think it just depends on the relationship. Maybe you're like, you know, I'm tired. Go get the lotion, honey. That's fine.
Oh my God.
I think it's what you're doing it to.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, I agree. I think it's, but that to me, if you're doing it to something and it's a secrecy, there's a problem with your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going in your office every night and you're locking the fucking door and beating it to porn, there's probably something wrong with your relationship.
So say you're with a guy and he's jacking off to like some like weird Asian porn. And wouldn't you be like, what
why does your mind go these places? Some weird Asian porn?
Because, okay, your guy's obviously attracted to blondes. So would you find it weird? It's like, hey, why you find this attractive? That's where I feel like a lot of issues happen, because it's like, why are you watching Asian porn, but I'm like white blonde girl?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like Asian, I'm like white blonde girl.
I mean, I think it just depends. So yeah. They maybe have a fetishizing something or someone, and they haven't shared it with you. Maybe that's what you're alluding to.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if I would be insecure if I caught somebody watching porn that didn't look like me. I don't think so. I would be like interested about it, like,
but then there,
is that a new thing or like, you know,
wouldn't you be like, so you're attracted to like Asian girls?
I think I'd feel a little insecure about it. Not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
How could you? I mean,
we're humans. Like, we're attracted to all different people. And yeah, some people are only into like one type of person, but you can't expect that you're going to be your partner's like only type that they've ever been attracted to. Like, people watch all different types of porn, fucking big black cock fucking porn.
Okay, if I walked in and my girlfriend was, I think we'd be a big problem. You're like,
it's not. I'm just saying, like, people watch stuff that doesn't represent them. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Like, people watch fetishes and stuff even if they don't have a fetish. I don't know. I think that it's just too black and white.
It's like weird escape where you're just like, okay, like, this is my escape where I'm going to be like, all right, I'll try this.
Oh. Okay. Last one.
Talking openly about money.
This is a huge taboo one.
This is a huge one. Yeah. This is a big one.
I think it's another of our favorite answers. It depends.
I know.
I think it's better to talk about it sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But settle and you ease your way into it. You're not just like, hey, how much money do you make?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty important to talk about, honestly. I think it shouldn't be like, I mean,
it shouldn't be weird.
I think the money thing where it's like,
make it weird.
People are so secretive about shit. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's like one of the number one things that couples and people fight about is money.
Yeah.
You know why? Power. Yeah. Money has power. The person who makes more money is seen as having more power. And it's like this struggle, you know, this power dynamic struggle. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's important to talk about it, and sooner than later. I've heard so many stories, and especially with women who get in relationships, they stop working, they're with somebody, the guy's the one who makes money, they have no idea about the finances. They don't know how much money they have. You know, the husband pays all the bills, keeps all the money in one account. I know several people in this situation. And guess what? When you fucking divorce and you have no money and you're like, shit, I don't even know what we have. I don't even know how I'm going to pay my bills. It's like that to me is like huge. Yeah. Like, that's life wrecking.
That would fucking
That's
suck.
Life wrecking. And I know so many people in that situation where like one person controls everything, you know? And it's like, holy shit, you have to have open conversations about money.
I feel like that's such an old school way of thinking about it too. It's like the man makes all the money and the woman doesn't, and it's like the man should make more money. That's why I feel like it's strange when if a woman makes more money, it's like the guy feels insecure. I don't understand that, because you're like together, you should be like, cool, like, you know,
we're making more money together.
It's like, yeah, you make good money, cool. It shouldn't make you be like, hey, I am in charge of this, like, because that would be like, I mean, you should be, who cares about money? I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you need money, but I mean, it's just, I feel like money creates way too many issues with people.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And it's not everything, and that's what I think people need to remember, you know?
Yeah, and I always say this, because, like, I've been so fucking poor in my life so many times in my life, and people always say, and I feel like wealthy people always say, oh, money doesn't make you happy. Money doesn't make happiness, or whatever the fucking saying is. And I always thought, like, especially when I was younger, I thought that's fucking bullshit. Only people with money would fucking say that money can't make you happy. So now, like, being, you know, like going through life and becoming a little bit more successful and actually having some money, you know, and not being scrounging fucking paycheck to paycheck and having nothing. Now I have the perspective where, yes, money doesn't buy you happiness, but guess what? Money makes life a lot easier. You still have problems, but it makes it easier.
Yeah.
You know? So, but it's not the end all.
Well, they say the whole thing, you'd rather cry in a Mercedes than a Honda Accord or something.
I mean, I don't really give a fuck about which one I'm driving, but it's just nice to know, like, security.
Yeah.
Security is important.
Yeah.
You know, knowing when you, one, that you can feed yourself. Yep. One, that you can have a house over your fucking, you know, a roof over your head. You have food. You have electricity. Like, we take a lot of fucking things for granted. Like, just basic necessities and not worrying about those is, like, life-changing.
Absolutely. You know? It is.
It is. But the moral of the story is fucking talk about more shit. The whole taboo thing is just kind of fucking stupid to me. Like, nothing really should be, like, so taboo that, you know, everybody's situation's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's life is different. Mm-hmm. The relationships are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what one works for one person doesn't work for another.
Mm-hmm. Touché.
Too fucking shay. Awesome. Hope you guys found that entertaining.
All right, everyone. Please remember to... if you're not already, rate and subscribe, or subscribe and rate. God.
Whatever. Whichever order you would like.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers.